Hello, everybody. This is Chris Gillen from Waxhaw, North Carolina, recording an audio boo here just to test the settings and make sure that everything is properly working. I am now, as of today, the proud owner of a new iPhone 5 64 gig. Yes, indeed. I absolutely love this thing. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just doing a couple of things right quick while I'm talking. Hopefully you can still hear me. Bear with me a moment. As I was saying, I really, really like the iPhone 5. I've got to tell you, I couldn't believe just how responsive it is. I mean, I knew it had a much faster processor in it. I knew it had the, you know, the new A6 processor, but sorry about that. I knew it had the new A6 processor in it, but man, oh man, never did I, for the rightest bit of my mind, suspect that it would be quite as responsive as it is. I've got to hand it to you. It is amazing. And I mean, I'm just holding this thing in my hand right now. And I mean, yeah, it is a lot longer in length than the 4, or for that mind, the 4S. It's a little more narrow width-wise, which did pose, well, I should say is posing, a little bit of issue as far as typing is concerned. I don't touch type. I actually will flick from, you know, whatever letter, although I've gotten to the point where I'm usually, well, at least on my 4S that I had, I'm kind of at the point now where I don't really even have to flick very much, to be honest with you. I can pretty much dead reckon it pretty quickly just because, you know, I'm so used to it, and I do it so much. But now that I've got this iPhone 5, I've got to say, it's kind of tricky, just because I'm not used to the screen real estate being a little different, but, you know, I'm very optimistic. I think with time that'll definitely, and practice, that'll definitely come. I would say within a couple of days, I'll probably be flying on this thing just like I was before. I mean, I'm pretty much already there. I mean, I'm certainly getting around very, very well and very quickly on the thing. I mean, it's iOS. It's not really that much different as far as that's concerned. I must say that the sync process went absolutely flawlessly. I did not get rid of my 4S. I still have it. Now, granted, the SIM card in it obviously is no longer activated, but I am able to use it over Wi-Fi, which is really nice because, you know, I can kind of use it as an iPod, you know, like as a 16-gig iPod Touch, which is really nice. Now, granted, it's a little bit better than the Touch for the very reason that, obviously the speaker on it, the internal speaker is way better than an iPod would be. That's another thing I've got to say. The speaker on the iPhone 5, the built-in internal speaker, is amazing. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. I mean, you know, I've got to say, I put on, I'm a subscriber to Amazon, and I've got the Amazon Mobile Cloud Player on my phone. I've got a disc that I bought a while back, which I brought up in the Cloud Player and played across the cloud with my Mobile Amazon Cloud Player, just using the internal speaker. I brought one of the tracks on that CD up and played a little bit of it, and I've got to hand it to you. And then, of course, today, coming home from the AT&T store, I installed Pandora, and I played a little bit of Pandora radio on the thing, just over my LTE connection, which I'll get to that in a minute. I've got some words on that as well. But at any rate, I played a little bit over the LTE connection of my Pandora, and wow, I've got to say, man, it is incredible. I mean, just the sound quality is just superb. I mean, I'm not saying that the 4S didn't have good sound, but one thing I'm finding with the 5 is that the volume is way louder. Let me rephrase that. I wouldn't say it's way louder, but it definitely is very noticeably louder. I would also say that the clarity is, it's way more clear, in my opinion. Again, not that the 4S wasn't clear, don't get me wrong, but this is like just superb, just crystal clear. I mean, I wonder if I can do this without, I wonder if I can do this without screwing my proximity sensor. Let me try something. Well, maybe not. 51% battery power. Oh, wow. I don't know if you guys were able to hear that, but I've got 51% battery power, and that has basically lasted me from, let's see, it is now... Yeah, it is now 10:02 p.m., okay? This thing has been going since probably at least 5 o'clock. I mean, this thing's been going for like 5 hours with pretty heavy usage. And quite a bit of talk time as well, might I add. And I'm only down to 50-something percent. It's only like halfway drained. I mean, that is unbelievable. I mean... Again, you've got to consider that I've been talking on it for at least an hour to an hour and a half. I mean, but still, that's incredible. I mean, I shudder to think what it would do if I didn't even have, if I wasn't even using it and I just had the screen locked in standby mode. You know, just had this, you know, just had it, you know, asleep. I would dread to think what it would do then. I mean, this sucker would probably last for an eternity. I said I wanted to mention about the LTE, and kind of my comments on that. Folks, I'm going to be very honest with you. Maybe I just haven't really used it enough yet to know, but I don't really see that the LTE is really that much faster. I think it's more of a subjective thing. I'm not going to sit here and say it isn't faster, because it is, big time. But I don't think the speed is so much within the speed of the data, you know, like web browsing with Safari, etc. I think where you're going to really see the speed is going to be more just moving around in general. I mean, things just seem, you know, like, you know, for those of my local friends that are in the Waxhaw area who may not know this, I myself am visually impaired. I'm actually totally blind, as you could probably tell a second ago when I was looking at my battery. I'm a voiceover user. I pretty much have no eyesight whatsoever. I've got a little bit of usable vision, but not enough to where I'm really willing to count it. So I'm primarily a voiceover user. You know, I'm a diehard Apple fan. You know, I've got a MacBook. I've got, you know... I do professional audio production work with Pro Tools, you know, etc. But what I was trying to say was, I have found that with VoiceOver, just flicking around the screen, just swiping around, you know, and you double tap on the items to, you know, select them, etc. You know, I don't know. I'm just finding it is way, way, way more snappy. I mean, I'm finding that VoiceOver is just... And this is not just something that I think is all in my head, you know, just a psychological thing. No, believe me, this is extremely, 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 extremely obvious. I mean, it is definitely a very significant change. I mean, it is a lot smoother, way faster, in my opinion. I've not really benchmarked the boot up process time on this thing, although from what I hear, it supposedly is faster. I only powered it off like maybe twice today. I powered it off once when I was in it. Well, actually, I didn't even power it off that first time. I just put it on vibrate. But no, I powered it off once that I know for a fact, but that was when I was upgrading it from iOS 6.0 Actually, I think it was 6.0.1. I upgraded it from there to iOS 6.0.2. By the way, those of you wondering who may have 4S's, you're not going to get that update. If you're not seeing it, then yeah, you're not going to get it. That update is only available for iPad minis and for iPhone 5 users. I don't even think it even works on the iPad 4s. It definitely does not work on the iPad 3s, I can tell you that. I know that just because I own an iPad 3, and it doesn't work. It won't even see it. But the LTE I don't really find terribly fast. I mean, I wouldn't say I find it really slow. It's definitely very, very fast, but I would say I don't really find that the internet data speed itself is much faster than the 4G that I had with the 4S. Like I said, where I really see the difference is more just with, more or less just with trying to move around and do things. And of course, like I say, voiceover is way faster. One word of warning, if you do get an iPhone 5 and you are a voiceover user, I'm not really sure if this is just something that I don't have quite set correctly under my settings. My suspicion is that I probably don't have something set right, although I have a pretty good theory. I know what might be causing it. I don't know for sure. I'm going to have to play with it a little bit. But one thing I did notice is when a notification comes in, say, for example, you're on the phone and you're on your earpiece, not the speakerphone, but just on the regular earpiece. If you get it, like, say, a text message or, say, like, a Facebook alert, basically just any notification that comes up, what I'm finding is that VoiceOver is, when it comes through your earpiece, it is going to be just – now, if you're on the speakerphone, that's a whole different ball game. But if you're on your earpiece, get ready – for it to blow your ear out. I mean, it is like just excruciatingly loud compared to, I mean, okay, it's not so loud that it'll hurt your ear, but I would say one step more and it probably would. Now, granted, I've got pretty sensitive ears, but even still, for me, it is way, I mean, it's probably, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, and this is not coming from somebody who's just like, ow, that hurt. No, I'm being totally, totally honest when I say this. It probably is at least a good, literally, without being sarcastic, and this is being generous, probably 3 to 4, maybe 5 pushing it times louder than the caller that you're talking with on the phone. And I've not found a way to really get it to match like it did on the 4S, or for that mind, the 4. And I don't really know why that is. I mean, the only thing I could think of is if you go under settings and then you go under sound, there is a switch button, which by default, I believe is turned on, where the volume buttons affect ringer and alerts. By default, that's enabled. I turned that to off. I switched it over to off and disabled that. That way those buttons do not affect the ringer alerts and whatnot. I almost wonder if that might fix the problem. I'll have to report back to you guys on that and let you know my findings of that. Because right now I really don't know. It's a little bit perplexing. So if any other iPhone 5 voiceover users out there hear this, if you have that problem, please let me know. If you don't have it, let me know. If you did have it, but you found a workaround how to fix that, let me know as well. Like I said, either way, the bottom line is just let me know your findings. I would be real curious why it's doing that. Aside from that, I mean, it's wonderful. Another thing, for those of you who do, like me, have low vision, can see a little but not much. Another thing you'll really appreciate is the screen on the thing is about maybe twice as sharp, for one thing. Well, of course it's going to be from the 4S, because the 4S I don't think had – well, I don't know if the 4S had the Retina display or not. I don't think it did. I can tell you that the 5 definitely does. Well, and another thing that they did too is they actually put the screen closer, smished to the back of the iPhone. So what you've got is, because of that, it pushes the pixels further forward. So you get a much sharper picture. I mean, it's probably at least a good, probably twice as sharp of a picture. I mean, not only that, I'm finding that the screen brightness is way, way brighter. I mean, on my old phone, I had to put the brightness at 100%. 100% almost hurts my eyes on this iPhone. I mean, it is extremely bright. I mean, right now I have it at 100%, although I'm probably going to go back it off a little bit just because I do want the screen up a little ways. I know a lot of totally blind people will turn their brightness all the way to zero. Plus, they'll also put their screen curtain with voiceover on. You know, I'm just not a type of person to do that. I like to have a little bit of visual guidance, being that I do have a little bit of usable vision. Like, I can see color and I can see a couple of other things. It just makes my life a little easier. But I will say that, yeah, the screen is way, way, way brighter. And I don't even think, again, I don't think that's a subjective, psychological, all-in-my-head thing. No, it is very obvious. It is very significantly brighter. I can see a huge, huge difference. Let me grab, you know what I'm going to do? Well, let me see something.
10:13, 6 notifications, slide to unlock.
That's my old 4S, by the way.
Alert. Email address is added to Chris Gillum's iPhone. Okay, button.
Let me just get out of here.
Utilities, one folder, 10 apps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, heck yeah. I'm looking at this thing. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm putting the two screens back to back. Oh, there is no comparison. I mean, the 5 almost makes, from what, I mean, even with the very little vision I have, the 5 makes the 4S screen actually look grainy, in my opinion. I mean, it almost makes it look kind of greenish, kind of just, yeah, just watermarky, kind of watery, just kind of hazy. It's just, kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So, anyways, the screen is just amazing on this iPhone 5. I've got to say, it is amazing. So, anyways, well, I wanted to just record this first boo and with my iPhone 5 and just, you know, number one, test it. Number two, just kind of give you guys my personal opinion on what I thought of the 5. And so far, I'm in love. I'm in love with this thing. I love it. More specifically, I got the AT&T iPhone 5 64 gig. And I got the white model, just in case you guys are wondering. I don't know. I thought that the white model just, you know, I like it for several reasons. One, with me having that extra bit of vision, it's nice because you get that higher contrast, because you get a nice difference contrast between the white border around the thing and the screen, which, of course, when the screen is off, is just black. Whereas if you had a black iPhone, everything would be black. So it would be kind of difficult knowing where your screen boundaries end versus where the actual, you know, screen itself is. You know, versus like where the borders of the, you know, the screen is obviously don't even get me started with that. Don't give them any ideas. That'd be gross. The screen is still glass, but the back of the phone, well, actually, not even just the back, the border edge around on the front face around the screen is metal. The screen itself is glass, just like before, but the actual casing of the phone, you know, like the back case and the sides and whatnot, instead of being glass like they were on the 4 and on the 4S, they are actually now aluminum, you know, kind of like the MacBook Pros. They're actually aluminum, which is really nice. Another thing, I can't remember if I mentioned this, but the phone is way lighter too. I mean, it's probably only about maybe a fourth the weight of the iPhone 4/4S. And the internal microphone on this thing, as you can hear, is incredible. Now, what you're hearing right now, I've got the mic probably a good maybe 3 or 4 inches away from my mouth. So you're hearing this like you would if I were on speakerphone. Now, let me do something here. I don't know if this is going to work, but we'll try. Okay. So what you're hearing right now is the internal speaker as if I were actually on the receiver, not on the speakerphone. So this gives you an idea what the internal mic sounds like when it's not on speakerphone. So as you can hear, it is an excellent, excellent microphone. And I just reactivated the speakerphone with the proximity sensor. And if you're wondering how I did that, I just moved the phone away from my ear, just like you do if you're on a regular phone call. So anyway, that gives you a great idea of the microphone. I mean, Skype works great on this thing. I've already tried the Echo test with it. It works phenomenally. I haven't tried it over LTE yet, although I hear that would work. And I've not tried FaceTime yet, although I'd bet that would be just incredible, just probably breathtaking, especially with the screen. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm headed out of here, guys. But, yeah, shoot me back comments. Let me know what you guys think. And I hope to hear from you guys soon. Take care and God bless.